Well, children, there are two sleeps until Christmas Day. How excited are we? Very excited. Well, Christmas is a time when we expect things to happen. And here's a question that I want to put out there this morning. What are you expecting in 2 days' time? What are you expecting this Christmas day? I'm going to put up some things on the screen that you might be expecting. Just have a talk to your neighbour and talk about, at the moment, what you are expecting Christmas to be like. It might be any of those. It might be something completely different. Just have a chat for a moment. Okay, we'll come back together as we continue to think about what we will expect. Well, we know that some of what we expect will happen, but probably not all of our expectations will happen for us. And, better still, our worst fears will not be realized. But are you expecting to be surprised at Christmas? Well, I've got some surprising news now as we go over to our news desk for some breaking news. First of all, I have to do what every newsreader does. Well, good morning and welcome to the news desk, and we've got some breaking news for you. Politics first. And news in that the government has decided to hand over the Brexit negotiations to a group of Year 6 school children. It is our best hope of a breakthrough. Royal news now. And Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II was yesterday spotted at Haverhill Car Exchange. Her Majesty was agreeing a deal for the dealership to buy the entire fleet of royal cars, having decided that in future she will only travel on public transport. And now, entertainment news. It has been announced that the world-famous music band Coldplay have cancelled their sell-out tour to play a series of concerts at Haverhill Arts Centre. And on to the business news. Entrepreneur Richard Branson has announced that he is about to walk away from the Virgin Empire. Mr. Branson has told friends that he wants to relocate to Haverhill and become store manager at Home Bargains. You can get in the queue behind James. And sports news. It has been announced that sacked Manchester United manager Jose Mourinho is set to become the new manager at Haverhill Rovers. Yay! And finally, police have said that they will take no further action against Mr. Ivor Goodnews. They had been questioning Mr. Goodnews after receiving reports that he was sending Christmas cards with the statement that the baby in the manger scene pictured on the front of cards was, in fact, the Son of God. Explaining the decision to reporters, a top officer said, "We are satisfied that the majority of decent people will recognize the claims of Mr. Goodnews about Mary's baby to be so far-fetched as to be incredible and unworthy of further consideration." So there you are. Don't read too much into the traditional Christmas story. Just enjoy the sentimental, stable scene. Well, we'll keep you updated on these breaking news stories, and I'll be back at 10 o'clock on Christmas Day. Until then, goodbye. Well, as Donald Trump might say, fake news. Did you spot any fake news? Well, it was funny, wasn't it, to imagine those big names coming to our small town. It seems impossible. It seems laughable. It couldn't happen, could it? And yet, didn't the rock star Rod Stewart come to Haverhill Rovers to watch the under-13s? Yeah, that was a big surprise. I read about it in the Echo. It must be true. So we should expect the unexpected, and especially at Christmas. And our Old Testament Bible reading set for today tells us of a great thing that would happen to a small town. Great expectations. Mary, of course, was very expectant. She was heavily pregnant on her way to Bethlehem. An arduous journey on foot or with the donkey. And then, of course, no room at the inn. A stable floor on which to give birth. So when we think of Mary today, let's remember she is no plaster saint, but she is strong and courageous, the God-bearer, because she was expecting not just any baby, but Jesus, the Son of God, who would bring freedom and new life. Everything would change when Jesus was born. And here, in those words that Sylvia read, is a radical vision of a reordered society. The proud, they are humbled. The rulers, they are tumbled. Priorities, they are jumbled. So with Jesus, as we approach Christmas, we should dare to expect the unexpected. We dare to believe that nothing is impossible for God, and that here in our small town of Haverhill, that God will visit us. Many have had visions and words and prophecies that are on their way to being fulfilled, even now, even today. And that is our great expectation. Nothing is impossible for God. And we are asked today to have great faith in Jesus. Somebody has said that the life of Jesus is bracketed by two impossibilities, the virgin's womb and the empty tomb. Jesus came into the earth through a sign marked no entry, and he left this world through a sign marked no exit. He is the Son of God. Only Jesus could do this. A Bible college student told his teacher that He just found the virgin birth too incredible to believe. His teacher responded, "If you think that's impossible, come back next week. Then we will tell you that God has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. We'll talk about the hungry having enough to eat and the rich being sent empty away. The virgin birth? If you think you have trouble with the Christian faith now, just wait. The virgin birth is just a small miracle. The really incredible stuff is coming next week." And friends, that's the invitation. Raise your expectations for Christmas. Don't have blinkers on. Don't let it be too narrow. Don't let it be like last year. Let God surprise you with his love. We're really close to Christmas. Will you let Jesus get really close to you? Let him flood your life with love, hope, and joy.